Greetings and salutations, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. And I just got done listening to McCogan's audio boo about taking pride in oneself and paying people to do things for you. And I had to laugh when he said the... He saw the lady with the twine in her mouth and plucking the eyebrows. We have that at the mall. I forgot what it's called. It's very expensive, and it's very tedious, and it doesn't last very long. And I had to laugh also because I used to pay someone to do my fingernails, do my hair, wax my eyebrows, wax any unwanted facial hair, and after a while, I thought, my God, I can't afford this anymore. It got to be so expensive for the fake nails. And, you know, I thought about getting fake nails again, just because I was, you know, I do a certain type of pictures, photography, and I was thinking, oh, I should have my nails done, and then I thought, okay, if I was getting paid to do the pictures, I would have extra money to do the nails and blah, 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 and no, and Mac is right. All this stuff is in what we call, like, what we used to call them, the dime store, the drug stores now, like Walgreens, CVS. But they're also, it's also expensive. And I remember when a friend of mine, she was my beautician, she ended up getting pregnant with her second child, and she would just do certain people's hair and nails out of her home. And, you know, just to supplement her income and, you know, so she wouldn't lose her clients. And then I told her after that, I said, you know, I really can't afford doing this. And then after a while, you think of the women, and I don't know about the men, because my beloved is not one of those men. He's not metrosexual where he'll get his eyebrows done and his nails done. I did work for a Colombian man who actually had, it would go for his manicure. He was actually the one that suggested, you know, since I was a receptionist working for him, that I get spiffed up a little, my nails done. And he would get like a matte, clear fingernail polish after his nails were done and his hair. But anyway, women, and all I could think of is how expensive it is. To me, it's considered kind of high maintenance. And yeah, there are places you can go get your makeup done, but usually it's for special occasions, like the young girls go for to do it for prom or homecoming, or you go and have it done professionally for your wedding or something like that. And the whole plucking the eyebrows thing, I remember, like Max said, my cousins in the 70s would do it. My younger cousins would get the compact mirror out and, you know, look, make sure everything was just right. I remember they would iron their hair on the ironing board with an actual iron to make it flat, and that was before the flat irons. And either that or instead of curlers, my grandmother would cut up old pillowcases and sheets, and we would use the rag curlers. And I remember my grandfather watching him shave because I live with my grandparents. My grandfather used to use a straight razor, And then he stabbed using a straight razor. Oh, I can't even remember. And then he went to the double-sided, the twin blade, the old-fashioned razor blades where you twist the bottom of the blade and it opens up and you put the blade in the center and then you twist the bottom and it closes it back up and you can use both sides. And then with the actual shaving cup with the cream and the brush, and I remember I wanted the brush and the cup and the razor when he died, but my father, being the loving father that he was, decided he wanted it instead. And I'm sure he probably sold it during that time of his antiquing. Anyway, I just realized it's very expensive, it's very time-consuming, and as much as I'd love to be lazy and to do that, I'm still trying to save up money for an iPad or a new laptop. So I cannot see myself getting the fake fingernails, going to have my nails painted every 2 weeks, and but I do go and get my hair cut. I don't pay anybody to color the gray anymore because I was telling my husband, that's like $70 for the whole thing because my hair is so dark and so thick that I'm usually there for like 3 hours. And I'm like, you know what, I can do it just cheap in the privacy of my own home. Those were my thoughts on that. I just thought it was really funny. The whole twine in the mouth and plucking the eyebrows. And to me, it's embarrassing to actually sit here where they have the mall and they have it in an open booth. So anybody who's passing by can see you laying in this dentist-type chair as this lady's, you know, stringing your eyebrow hairs. So anyway, those are my thoughts. And I am going to finish up what I'm doing and head out back to corn country. I'm not feeling it today. You know, the first day back to work after vacation is just very difficult. Laterness, people.